Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Donut butt.
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
No chance.
Oh, baby, what's up?
There's no chance that what I'm hearing is true. None. Zero. There's no chance that a few thousand people are going to show up at Berkeley at 5 in the morning tomorrow. No chance.
You're tripping.
Please.
You are tripping, Steiny.
Six homeless guys pushing a shopping cart and four tweakers. Whoa. Come on.
Whoa. Now, hey, dude, it's going down in B-Town tomorrow, man. Come on. I believe this is the biggest regular season college football game in my lifetime, outside of the big game. I am so sick and tired of, and the guys in the morning did a great job of talking college football and what this game means, Steiny. But will you tell me to slow my roll if I think people are going to show out, it's going to be sold out, and you got game day here, an iconic morning show. Berkeley, you're on the clock. You're on the map. We got to show out. And according to what I do tonight with my old ass, maybe I'm there at 6:15.
No chance.
Who knows? Yeah.
Anybody heading out to Berkeley tomorrow?
Well, we all are. Bonte, Shasky, Evan, Lucas, Lovman, myself, Spadoni.
We're saying we are at this point.
No, we're in. We're locked and loaded.
I mean, I'm going to try to make it out there.
Oh, boy.
What is who's at... Seriously, you think there's going to be a couple thousand out there at 6 in the morning?
I really do.
Spadoni's shaking his head yes.
Yeah, I really do.
All right. If anybody's going out there at 6, why?
And we'll look bad if not. And I'm saying we. Well,
we're not a college football area.
But we all, the guys that work here and my friends, they are diehard college football. I just hate the rap that we get out here.
Well, it's true. The rap we get is earned. We don't like college sports out here.
Stop.
I know. You know
I hate that.
You know what's
man.
Funny is I was talking to this is my buddy.
Harry.
Dana.
Okay.
And I thought about it this way. Bay Area doesn't like college sports. Please. That's what the media says. Well, first of all, I kind of think it's true. But has it become a self-fulfilling prophecy? In other words, yeah, we don't talk a lot of college sports on the radio, so it's not a big college sports area. There's not a lot of coverage of the college teams on TV. They're not prominent out here?
No, hold on.
Stop, don't try to talk me into something.
We don't have the players. When Duke played Cal Berkeley back in the day in the tournament, and Jay Kidd and Lamon Murray, that was like we believe.
29 years ago.
My point is, we got to have the players. John Elway, when he was quarterback in Stanford, it was a buzz.
So you think it's the biggest game in the Bay in decades?
No, football.
For me. Football.
Yeah, I believe in.
Hey, who's starting today? Who's starting a quarterback tomorrow for Cal?
The young Latin quarterback. Mexican quarterback.
That's the running back for the Niners, Isaac Guerrero, you're thinking of.
Stop. Come on, Stoney, put some respect. If we get the players, you would get the buzz. I believe.
No, you don't. When Cal had Aaron Rodgers, they were fourth in the country.
Well, that happened.
But I'll bet you barely remember.
I remember Elway with Stanford. We were going to those games.
You have never been to the farm.
David Shaw is from the Yoon. Nitwit?
No chance. Please. Hey, that's my word.
It felt good, too. Hey, D. Shaw from the Yoon, baby.
Is he?
Yeah. Huh.
You thinking of Mendoza?
Yeah.
Fernando?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name?
Oh, I'm guessing, but Mendoza, I think that's it.
See, I told you. Anybody going tomorrow at 6 a.m.?
Why do you think they're in town?
Nary a call.
Why do you think they're in town? Seriously, though, Stoney.
They're pushing the ACC. The Cal's in the ACC.
I just found that out today.
Oh, wow. I think one of the big reasons is it's because it's a quirky kind of game.
Quirky.
Miami at Cal?
Dude.
Yeah, you know.
All that history
it's a different kind of
with
game.
The Canes?
Are you a history buff?
Dude, that is great. Dude, all that history with Miami, for them to be out here, I just think it's an honor. And that's why I'm going to see Cal. Hopefully they can pull something off, Stoney. But a lot of people are saying, Goo, it's bigger than the result of the game. It's the fact that game day's here. Again, that show in the morning, as early as you talked about, are we going to show out? Are we going to come out and show out the fans?
Yeah. See, this is where you got to be careful, though, on a day like today. And I think the best thing to do is handle a day like today, if we're going to talk about college football, Goo, with sincerity. We got to discuss this with sincerity.
Yeah, well,
and
the 5-1
on the Comcast business text line says, biggest college game? You must have forgotten all the games with Aaron Rodgers. Well, you must have forgotten when Andrew Luck was at Stanford.
Well, tell me when game day was here.
Hey.
No, I'm just saying to that little smart ass.
I'm just reading a text.
I get the Aaron Rodgers era, but it didn't get game day or anything like that out here.
They didn't have game day back then.
They had some type of game day. Do you know what I'm talking about?
6-5-0. Unfortunately, it's true. College sports just not huge around here.
I think that's because of the talent compared to other places.
Stanford,
you don't get the big
Stanford
guys.
Athletics has won more national championships than like any school in the world.
Name their last one.
They're probably women's volleyball. They always win there.
I'd say baseball.
Okay.
But you know what I mean.
I know.
They're not filtered, Stanford. Oh, you got some, but come on, man.
I get it.
It ain't the U. It ain't Florida State. It ain't USC.
Exactly. So, you know, just acknowledge where we're at. We're a pro region, professional sports region.
Yeah.
Anybody going out there tomorrow morning at 6? Be honest. Come on. No. Are you serious?
I believe Evan's going.
Let me be honest. I might be there.
Okay, why wouldn't I be there?
You want to bet?
What would I be
doing? Bet me.
I get up at 5:15, 5:20.
Then why do you get here at 9:30 every day?
Because I'm coming from SAC, you ass. That's 2 hours, sometimes 3. And then I got to deal with you when I come in here. Damn. You try it. 2 hours to come see you and deal with your crap. I should be in a mental ward. I'm sorry, Sonny. It was a long commute today, buddy. Don't poke me, man. Jesus, I'm thinking about my life, man. 2-3 hours to get to you daily.
That might be your greatest take ever.
Oh, man. And yesterday there was something with the Bay Bridge going home.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't get on. I texted you.
Yeah,
Thank you for texting, not texting back.
Well, I was gone.
I had to go around.
With San Mateo?
Yeah, I got to SAC at 7 p.m. After leaving here at 3. Maybe I'm still wearing it.
Let me be honest. Evan, you're gonna try to get out there?
I am, actually.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Now,
well, Marshawn Lynch is going to be there.
Get good. Beast mode.
Oh, man. At least it's payday.
It's not. It's not. That's how you know you got paper. Dude, come on. And he really thought it was payday. Hey. Must be nice, brother.
Hey, by the way.
Cafeteria on you.
Get off me.
By the way, this is to all you out there in the Bay, and you know who I'm talking to. In your face, Kirk Cousins. Oh, my.
He threw a pick the series before.
You're the worst.
That game should have been over, man. Fourth and 15, you know what? Let's go
Yeah, he stinks.
I didn't say he stinks.
Let's wait for him to throw. But he needs to throw for 600 yards next week.
Stop.
600 yards? Is that what he needs?
Take that to the
509.
People.
509.
Passing yards are down.
Let me tell you who took notice of that. One Kyle Shanahan.
Woo! Oh, boy.
I actually want to talk about that game because there was a decision made in that game that was fascinating to me, and it ended up working out.
Yep.
But, boy, it was gutsy.
Normally, how about
gutsy
this?
At the time.
Normally it doesn't. You know what I mean? That fourth and 15 stopped like, oh, boy.
True.
But they had all three timeouts and stopped them.
And how about this? I come in today, and I got a little theory about the NFL and young quarterbacks.
Let's go.
Of course, I run it by Evan. He's like, hey, no. Yeah, no, that's wrong. You know what I said?
You mean forgetful Evan. I'm mad at him.
You know what? I don't want to think.
Two days in a row,
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
408 says we should have a pre-meetup for other gamers to meet up somewhere, and then we all go to the game.
Well, we're doing that.
We are doing that. What's the place we're going to?
I'm going to be at Blondie's.
They don't even have alcohol there.
Well, it's going to be 6:30 in the morning. I might get a beer.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. I'm excited, and I'm trying to figure out why.
I am, too.
And you and the boss and Evan just threw something at me. I said, well, what if Cal pulls this off and wins? They're like, no, don't talk about that. Like, it's bigger than the outcome, but Cal's off to a good start. I guess what I'm asking, partner.
Yeah.
Could Cal win this game if they pull off the upset and birth new Cal Berkeley football fans?
Yeah, probably not. Go Green Wave!
Tulane!
I think, what, Miami's eighth in the country? Yeah. Something like that? That'd be fun out
there. They got action.
See, I'm done discussing sports like this. The man had 60 passing attempts, Steiny. Of course he's going to throw for 500. See, that's not what I'm going for today.
Oh, boy.
That's not at all what I'm going for. What I'm going for is to celebrate performance today. Yeah. How about Pete Alonso?
Dude, that was incredible.
Kind of bummed. I was rooting for Milwaukee.
They got a We Believe type crowd, but I want to see the Metropolitan crowd be able to show out in a series. Dude, it's never over. Sports, man. It's never over.
Coming from the guy who thinks a game's over 4 minutes in when it's 7-0 in football.
Quietly, Spadoni has not tweeted that in almost a year. He didn't, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Warriors start the preseason tomorrow. No Andrew Wiggins. Oh, boy.
Under the weather?
Yeah. How can he be under the weather if you're in Hawaii? I mean, come on. All right, 888-957-9570. Still looking for one guy going out to Cal tomorrow to be with Kirk Herbstreit and McAfee and the main man, Lee Corso.
Yeah.
Is he going to put this is when he puts on those hats, right? This is good. I'll watch it.
Yeah, maybe I'll put. Too old.
All right, let's see. Let me get going here. That segment brought to you by a place we're going to be at next Thursday, The Veranda.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm done discussing sports.
Oh, no.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tedford era Cal alum here. Marshawn put out the call, and I'll be there with a modest crew at 4:30 in the morning.
Damn.
Let's go.
Jeez.
All right. I'll be out there. Not at 4:30 in the morning.
But you're an early riser, though.
6:49 is usually when I set the alarm.
Uh-oh. Not as early as I thought.
6:49 a.m., and then I usually hit the snooze once, 9 minutes. Get up at 6:58.
Yeah. Shower.
Yeah, shower about 15 minutes after I get up. And then go have a breakfast sandwich.
There you go.
And then come into work.
Herm Edwards, Cal alumni.
Oh.
Tony Gonzalez.
I mean, we could do this all day if you want.
I don't know about all day. Ron
I could do
Rivera?
It all day, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
Ron Rivera. And see, I was coming out of the blocks hot today, but got sidetracked by Cal football.
Dude, it's a big game.
Okay, can I? I want to talk about this 4th and 15 last night.
Oh, we got to keep going if you want, but I'm not.
So, Goo.
I couldn't believe as I was in the car driving, listening to it.
So, Atlanta's down 3. They're down 3, the Falcons. They have 4th and 15 at their own 20.
I couldn't believe it.
4th and 15.
All right, go ahead.
At their own 20, they have all 3 timeouts.
Punt it.
I'm like, okay, punt this, get a hold. They went for it. Cousins throws an interception.
Oh,
not
man.
His fault. He just had to make a play.
Please.
And then all of a sudden, Tampa Bay's got the ball. 1st and 10 at Atlanta's like 30 or 28.
Night.
So they're already in field goal range.
Yes, right.
But they held. They held.
Wow, man. Like.
And. Then field goal was missed. Boom. Go down, tie it, and win it in overtime. I was thinking that's a terrible call. But then I was thinking, well, wait a minute. You got to get a stop anyway. So if they punt it down, if they punt that, and the Bucs have the ball, let's say at their own 25, well, yeah. 1st and 10.
One first down, you're not.
They've been moving the ball all night long. Yeah. They have 30 points already.
But they're conservative.
Who?
The Tampa Bay or the team would have, that had the lead like before. That. They're not
what
trying.
What I'm going for is to celebrate performance today. How about Pete Alonso? All right.
Yeah.
It's always disconcerting hearing your own voice. But, yeah, one first down, then by Tampa Bay, yeah. It's over.
Right.
But when Tampa Bay gets the ball to 28, now they got to – what do you do?
Yeah.
You try to push it in for a score? Yeah.
And what about – I mean, people would have been coming for Morris's head, the head coach for the Falcons, Donnie. They got to delay a game before the game-tying kick.
It's just to push the field goal back to a more comfortable range.
Yeah, right. Get your act together. There is no reset. When I saw that flag, I said, holy cannoli.
Well, hold on.
He made it.
Did I mess something
up? And I was
here?
Behind you guys, too, on the Vine.
Play by play.
Yeah, you guys already had the game was over, and I'm waiting for the kick to go through to tie it. End but, man.
Touchdown.
You got it right?
Field goal, 30.
Holy cannoli.
No, they punted. They punted. That wasn't the fumble. The fumble was the early possession before that. Yeah, somebody said they fumbled. They fumbled. Tampa Bay fumbled the possession before that. That gave the Falcons the ball. First and 10 at their own 20. That's the one where they got to the fourth down, threw an interception, and then Tampa Bay got minus 14 yards
on
their drive.
Man, shame. And then what about the pass from Atlanta to where they spiked it with 1 second left?
Brilliant.
Like, you are living on the edge, but it panned out.
I'm not sure Shanahan would do that.
Man.
It's gutsy. But you have to have a quarterback that knows time and situation. It's something Purdy's got to work on.
What is Fedoni text, or was that you, Kirk Clutchins? That's a four. Last night it was.
Quietly raising his record to 9-12 now. Primetime games. Nobody can't get the big one. Need the big one.
Those are facts.
They're not facts.
We'll see.
Falcons have a better record than Niners right now. Hey,
I said DeSean Jackson, Cal alum. Somebody said DeSean, I said D-Jack. Catch him on TV.
I mean, are you just going to blurt out names of Cal grads over the years?
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
Anyway, the way the Falcons handled that was interesting. Because I think he knew what he was doing, actually. And he knew it was risky, but he said, I'm going to do it anyway.
Mm.
Anyway, so here's what I was thinking last night, because I tend to look at sports differently. So we're coming into this year, 49ers. And, oh, they got weaponry. Oh, God, do they have weaponry. Oh, they got McCaffrey.
You're talking to me.
And they got Debo. Oh, and they got
Kittle.
Ayuk and Kittle. So we're coming into the year, and we're all saying, Brock Purdy, how good is he? What do you pay him? Well, do you pay him? Yeah, you're going to have to pay him. What is it, 40? Is it 50? You know what? He's got to get paid. Like, he's the most important player on the team right now.
Yeah.
Like, if I told you, like, Brock Purdy's been the most reliable player on the Niners, but their weapons haven't done anything.
Well, he's the maestro of the weapons.
Right. So my point is this.
He's been the most important player, Stoney, since he took over.
Well, then why did McCaffrey finish higher in the MVP race? See, that's what I'm getting at. But now, this is the question, Goo. So you're going to have to pay Purdy. He's earned it. He deserves it.
All right.
So you have McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk, and Debo Samuel.
Yes, sir.
Who are the three guys? Like, you can't keep them all.
Yeah, right.
And so who are the three of four that you're keeping, and who are you not keeping?
Well,
you have to keep Purdy.
But
you have to pay him.
Yeah.
So which one of these four? McCaffrey's missed the whole season. Kittle's missed the game. Ayuk's off to a bad start. Debo Samuel's been hurt. They've all kind of been a little unreliable in their own way.
Well, Kittle right now is penciled in for me. And the reason I say that
is the guy to lose?
No, is the guy that is one of the three that remains. I don't know what's going on. And we talked about it with Willard and Dibbs, Donnie. I just do not know what's going on with Brandon Ayuk from a personal standpoint. I don't know if there's bad blood, but if there is, then his ass can get traded or something could pop off in the offseason. I thought it was going to be Debo Samuel, and I appreciate everything he's done, Donnie. But I'll say this. I mean, right now, I got to go Kittle, Debo. And I feel like, I don't want to just do this for Friday for effect. What if McCaffrey's career is in the balance and he never can come back? So that naturally would take himself out of that. But that's extreme. But if not, those would be my three right now. I think Brandon Ayuk is on the fast. Something's going on. And hopefully I'm wrong. But you just said it. Those would be my three. And now you got Brock. So I know you think I'm playing with this. And you got the guy that's picking up the slack for in Mason for McCaffrey. So let's just, I'm going to come at you in a world where McCaffrey never came back. You're still good in the running back position with the emergence now of number 13.
I see what you're saying.
So I feel like that's enough. I know it sounds crazy. I hope McCaffrey's back. But damn, Steiny,
I think
Brock Purdy is –
I think it's easy. The guy who's got to go is Ayuk. I think you're right.
Because of what's going on or just... Yeah. Wow.
Here's the way I look at it is I think you need Kittle because of the run and pass game. I think you need Debo because he's just so unique and he's such a game breaker. So that leaves McCaffrey and Ayuk. And so when I think of McCaffrey, I'm like, well, he's obviously one of the best running backs in football. But you know what? How big is the drop-off to Jordan Mason? All right, there's a drop-off, but is it significant? You could make a case to keep Ayuk and have Mason be the next McCaffrey. Huh? Wouldn't be the end of the world, but I am with you. It's Ayuk.
There's something going on.
So,
man.
But how about the way, don't you think it's ironic that 5 months ago we're saying this is a team that probably can't make a run without him or that needs him to make a run? And now, after Purdy's played the four games that he's played.
Preaching, man.
And he's the man, or looks like the man.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't need to do it with Ayuk.
Now,
especially because, and here's why I would end up losing Ayuk
okay.
instead of McCaffrey, because it would come down to those two guys for me. But I think Jennings, if you go from Ayuk to Jennings, it's less of a drop-off than McCaffrey to Mason.
Did you feel that way before the season started?
No.
Because I would have called you crazy.
Well,
I would have said, no, that's too big of a dip.
I've always liked Jennings. I have.
I believe you.
I just think he's tough. He had a better Super Bowl than
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah,
and
no
Debo
doubt.
Samuel.
But which of the three do the Niners need the most moving forward?
Well, I want to double back to McCaffrey.
All right.
Okay, so I don't want to get too technical on you. Shout out Lo Neal. But, Steiny, the pre-snap stuff and where the multiple positions of McCaffrey can line up, he can be out wide, you can do a lot with him. I don't think you could do that right now with Mason. So there's more fear with McCaffrey on the field, wherever he's lined up at before the snap. And I think that may be leading to the difficulties for the Niners in the red zone. So when you just talk about strictly running the ball, Mason, there's not that big drop-off because he's a different dynamic. But when you talk about totality and what McCaffrey can do and how big of a threat he is, Steiny, you missed that. So with that said, I'm still going to Brandon Ayuk because – I just thought you were crazy, anybody, if you would have said that Jennings can give you the same type of production, and now that's what we're watching. And I don't know when it's going to end. And all I can think about is Dibbs' face yesterday and Willard when they were saying, okay, yeah, today's Sunday's a big game against Arizona,
right.
Division foe. But then there's that scoreboard of it's imperative or almost a must that Brandon get off in regard to his personal numbers. That's not good to me.
You want everything.
You wanted them to win by 30, and Ayuk put up 200 yards. But, Steiny, if we keep kicking the can down the road naturally, and he's only getting two or three touches, and if you're right, your theory is he's not getting enough targets to begin with, I don't know where this thing is headed.
I don't either, but... When I look at the receiver, let's just say Purdy throws for 300 yards. Like, at that point, I don't care what receiver led the team in yardage, in a way. Like, I get it if Jennings catches six balls for 92 yards and Ayuk has another four for 43. I get that people are going to be saying, boy, Ayuk's a one and he's not. But to me, it's more about the overall passing effectiveness. And I just want Ayuk to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Obviously,
so
you'd want him to be a number one. But if he's not right now, how much of the other guys are getting involved?
Well, how much of it? And you've brought this theme up, yeah. And you said it's going to apply to Brock Purdy next year. Steiny, you said, you know, people are watching Brandon Ayuk to live up to the contract or any player that gets paid. So you can't ignore that rat on the table.
Nope, you can't.
I guess you can if you win. That's right.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I always think of Barry Zito. Signed a terrible contract.
Yeah.
Worst of all time. But they won it.
What?
They still won it. And so that kind of goes away. 408, Goo and Steiny on the Comcast Business Text Line. You guys are prisoners of the moment. 4 exclamation points. Jordan Mason is a nice fill-in, but he's nowhere close to being the offensive player of the year that Christian is. We need him back.
Yeah. No, and I hope no. Come on, Steiny. Well, you or I wouldn't say anything different.
Well, but let me ask you this. Can the 49ers win a Super Bowl without McCaffrey?
I'm being honest with you right now. Right now, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah,
and you got a red zone problem. And if you guys want to say it's only 4 games, Goo, I get that.
Yeah, it's only 4 games.
But what if we get what if this trend continues and McCaffrey's not back?
You know how many touchdowns McCaffrey? You know how many touchdowns McCaffrey had last year in 4 games? Four games.
How many?
7.
Damn,
that's the red zone right there.
He was getting one damn near every game.
2.
Yeah,
if you do the math, 1.75.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah,
does he come back?
Are you getting who?
McCaffrey.
Yes, he is.
All right.
Between weeks 10 to 12.
Wow.
Are you getting that contract? It's one of the biggest jokes of all time to me. Dude had one good season and fleeced the Niners. That's from the 925.
Damn, that's strong.
It's tough not to think that way right now.
Well, are we prisoners of the moment then?
With what?
With the
Jennings is better than Ayuk.
See, I'm not ready to say that. Huh? He's more productive
last
right now. He's
days,
a bad
right?
boy.
How many games did they have this year?
4.
And then how many playoff games last year?
3.
That's almost half a season. 7 games.
We'll see.
No, we won't see. We've seen. We've seen.
But we have a lot more to see. So, we'll see.
We'll see. We're not there yet.
That is great.
Brandon's in Fairfield. Let's talk about Jennings and Ayuk. What's up, Brandon? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I just want to let you guys know, this whole Jennings Ayuk thing, you do realize that Ayuk takes the number one corner on every team.
That's why he's not catching any balls, because he ain't a number one.
Guess who's going to get the number one corner? Jennings, okay? He's not an—I mean, he's good. He's good. But come on, man. He's not better than Ayuk.
He's
tougher.
I'm not saying that, and I feel you, but you got to admit this. Something's going on with Brandon because when the balls come his way, regardless who's on him, he's dropping some more than he ever has. Give me that.
I will give you that, but okay. I will tell you this much, The coach playing mind games constantly, doghouse this, doghouse that. I mean, when is he ever going to get over that stuff?
Wow. Hey, I do have a question for you, B. Seriously, when you watch Ayuk these first 4 games, and I brought it up to the guys yesterday, it's like, is something going on with Ayuk in your mind other than just he's rusty from missing training camp?
He just said it.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
He don't like Kyle.
Okay.
He has not gotten over the doghouse thing. And somebody needs the management to talk to Kyle about this mind game thing he's playing and this arrogance that he has because it's starting to affect the team.
Okay, let me just leave you with this, B. No. Last one. Steiny, Goo, and B. What did Kyle's response? What was his responsibility last Friday at practice with Shortgate? That's all on Brandon being a pro or not being a pro, right?
That was very childish of Brandon to do that.
Okay.
And I agree with you on that.
Okay.
But there's something between these two and this whole doghouse thing with Kyle. He does it with these young guys, and it's not a good look. It's not. And he's too arrogant to realize it. He'll never admit it, but he does it. And it's a problem.
Hey, Brandon, I like to call. I like to call out.
I would love to be in a doghouse where my boss paid me handsomely like they did Ayuk. You can put a call around me, Steiny. If there was something, they wouldn't have signed off on him being part of the future and giving him 30 M's a year.
Well, unless they're just doing it for a year till they have to pay Purdy, but they want this team to get one more shot at it. No, listen, it's a lot of tongue in cheek when I say Jennings is better than Ayuk.
Yeah, right.
But 415 says one thing that's unquestionable is Jennings is bigger, stronger, hungrier, and tougher than Brandon Ayuk. I mean, look, Ayuk, something's going on, I think, with Ayuk. I'm not sure what it is. But I never think, it's all Brandon Ayuk, or it's all the Niners, or it's all Kyle. So that's why I kind of like Brandon's call, is because maybe there is a way that Kyle's handling Ayuk that
ain't right.
But Brandon's responsible for his numbers his play.
No
and
doubt.
The targets that come his way, Stoney.
Like, two things can be true. Like, Brandon can be immature, and Kyle can also maybe not be coaching him great.
Wow.
But it's never going to look good for Brandon Ayuk if he keeps doing or does what he did the other day at camp.
The 510 on the Comcast business text line, Stoney. Yeah. Don't blame Kyle for Ayuk's shortcomings this year.
Well, I blame the 49ers because it takes two to tango, and he didn't practice because of him and because of the team.
Wow.
Like, I don't just say that's a Brandon Ayuk thing. And I can, this is from the 510, and I kind of agree with this. Brandon Ayuk is Jordan Poole. You pay him, so you might be able to trade him next year if you want to.
Damn. Because, and I was one of the dum-dums. I never thought JP was going anywhere. I thought he was the next.
I mean, that part does make sense if you think that this is a big year and your
don't
championship
lose him this
window.
Year. Keep him on the field.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, Brandon's doing everything for something like that to pop off. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, get the water drop ready. It's from the 818. This is a text I'm reading from the Comcast Business text line. I played college and pro corner.
Yeah.
Jennings will give you a much longer day than Ayuk. He's physical, plays big, can catch and block, and he's faster than you think.
So why is Ayuk the richest, the highest paid receiver? Ayuk's a bad boy, man.
Is he?
Yeah, when everything's good, I told you, Stoney.
Yeah, when everything's good.
I can't defend what's going on. I think he's not acting right.
You don't have the ha-ha.
Oh, dude.
You know what? He actually doesn't.
The ha-ha against Detroit, ball hits helmet.
That's not ha-ha. Ha-ha is taking
air.
A ball.
That's ha-ha to me.
Ha-ha is taking a 12-yard pass and turning it into 60.
Who said he ran out of bounds yesterday? We had a
Mark Ibanez.
Yes.
He doesn't have a nose for the end zone.
He had 7 last year.
Yep. Is that a lot? McCaffrey had 7 the first 4 weeks. 888-957-9570. If you know you got to pay Brock Purdy, and I think you want to talk about a consensus that's building, you got to pay Brock Purdy. He's that good. It's official. So if you got to pay Brock, who are the three guys you're keeping?
Mm.
And who's the guy left off? Here's the other thing. I do think the 49ers are running into this kind of problem. Even if, let's say, they can finagle the salary cap, and, you know, Evans brought this up a couple times. Well, the Eagles have paid Hurts, and they still have two high-paid wide receivers.
Yeah.
And there's something about having this many guys who need the ball. You're never going to keep them all happy.
Well, Kittle's not in that category.
Well, Ayuk's not in that. Ayuk needs the ball, or he's not going to be happy.
Well, he's got to catch it to get it.
But what I'm getting at is, if you have McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk, Debo Samuel, and McCaffrey gets you 100 rushing and 50 receiving, there's just not enough to go around to the other three.
Well, the last 2 years, Donnie, they've been to a Super Bowl and NFC Championship game, so I would say that's wrong.
Well, then why is Ayuk mad?
That's the million-dollar question.
It's not because he doesn't get the ball enough.
He ain't catching the ball. I'm acting like you're Brandon. You ain't catching it when it comes to you. How the hell are you going to say you want to eat more? Finish the chicken on your plate.
There's only so many like, McCaffrey's going to have – how many touches is McCaffrey going to get?
Okay. Stoney, a majority of them.
Okay.
When Brandon put his John Hancock to that contract, there was a box that said, we're going to feed you more? No.
He might have thought that. He might have thought that. But my point isn't that Brandon signed the contract. But can you really have McCaffrey runs 20 times, catches 5? Okay.
I don't know why I would change it is my point, partner. That's all.
That's right. And so
you knew what time it was and how they were going to use him? Like,
well,
do you really
that's why he's an extra guy that they don't need.
Mm.
Like, if you have to spread 100 catches out over 3 receivers, that's 33, 33, and 33. You know what? Somebody's not going to be happy with only 33. I'd rather have two guys who catch 50 balls.
I know, short sample size. Just on top of that, who do you think Brock's favorite receiver is right now?
Jennings.
Not even close.
And
because he goes to get the ball.
Wow.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy, what a year he's had after four games. All things are pointing to him being the franchise quarterback. So if he's the franchise quarterback, who are the three guys you got to surround him with? If you can't surround him with four, who's got to go?
Mm.
Who's got to go? We've talked about this. And now your weaponry that you hung your hat on, each of the four guys hasn't gotten off to a great start.
And one of them hasn't played.
Exactly.
And I wonder real quick, I know we're up against it. Yeah. Stiney, I'm being proactive with McCaffrey, but imagine if the worst happened.
Which is?
He would never return back to his glory.
All right, well, then the decision's kind of easy.
Okay, right. Mason doesn't have that pedigree to where it starts with me first in regard to the carries.
One more time?
Mason would not have that equity that McCaffrey has, because right now you're throwing to him, you're giving him the ball. He's everything. Mason comes in, can do the job, but he won't have that demand on the touches like a McCaffrey does right now when he's on the field.
I think he'll get the same amount of carries. I don't think he'll get the same amount of catches.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's more food for the other, whoever's here.
There's not enough balls to go around on this team right now. All right, 888-957-9570. Are you kind of with me on that one? 49er fans are no. They keep all four of them. 888-957-9570. I see Marvin. I see Steve. I see Becky. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Hey, the end of summer sales event is on at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. So stop by or visit frontierford.com for an incredible savings and drive away in your dream Ford at Frontier Ford or frontierford.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.